Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Brandon Mahoney. He's the co-founder of LaunchPoint Labs, a national venture firm where he is an expert in creating sales departments. He is known as Dr. Startup. I have Fayez Nagor Sheikh. He is the learning transformation expert and people-focused leader, building organizational capabilities through innovative and human-centric solution design. And I have Tim Hawks. He's the managing director of Unlimited Potential. He's a mental engineer and executive coach where he focuses on creating practical solutions for challenging problems. The question I have today, what is the difference between worry and fear? Tim, would you like to go first?
You're not going to need 10 minutes for this one, Robin. You know, all your subjects, I've got this one nailed, right? Easy as anything, nice and simple. Fear is short, worry is long. There you go.
Okay.
I mean, I agree with that. I've played around. I know, surprising. I played around with it in my head because like many of the other topics, it seems very simple at first, but worry and fear are so closely related. The only way I could think to truly separate them out is fear is of the known and worry is a made up situation. Like if I'm worrying about something, it's because I don't know what's going to happen. Whereas if there's fear in me, it's because I know what's going to happen.
Interesting.
I think I have a little bit of elaborated version to what Tim and Brandon exactly said, and I completely agree with both of them.
How come I have to be the odd man out here? Yeah. All right, go ahead.
So for me, worry is if something is not at stake, and fear is everything is at stake. Right? It's like you lose nothing or everything. And to Tim's point, I think most of the time, more than 80% of the time, we start worrying with different if conditions, permutation combinations, and drains a lot of energy. And you're at the end of it, you're unable to perform. And fear is like you just doing bungee jumping off the cliff at the time. It's like adrenal rush when your heart starts pounding, but you do what it takes. So, and you realize that what is coming your way, and also depends on the personality, how we train ourselves to deal with different and difficult situation. So yeah, I agree to both of them.
Hmm. So here's my question then. What does it mean to have a fear of the future?
So I thought I had this nailed. But Brandon's blown my mind with his thing, and I'd never even crossed my mind. And Fires has said some great stuff. So I do have a theory, though, which is that humans only fear one thing. And we talk about the fear of, you've talked about fear of the future, we talk about fear of heights, we talk about fear of jumping off the cliff of the bungee jump. It's not that we have a mixture of fears. The fear is the same thing every time, and that is not knowing. So humans fear not knowing. So they don't know if the bungee is going to snap or not. They don't know if, you know, when they look over the edge of the cliff, they're going to fall over or not. That it's not knowing. So that then slightly sort of blows Brandon's theory out of the water, which I really liked. So I'm going to have to go back and review that, which is that fear, you know, there's a sort of knowledge of knowing when something as opposed to not knowing, which, okay. But I think also, though, there is a time thing. I think there is certainly what Fayez said about there's that fear of jumping off, isn't it? I'm going to go for it and do it. And fear is sort of in the moment. It's just that presence. It's sort of worry in the moment, whereas worry is something that drips away and takes over a longer period of time, that sort of sits and makes a noise in your head and makes you feel bad and awful. But it's sort of less acute.
Yeah. And just to add to what Tim was talking about, and if I can give a different color to that one, I mean, it also depends. I was talking about the personality, and there are different personalities to deal with things. Like if you are a very positive and meditating person, your experience is totally different, and you really less focus on worry as opposed to any pessimistic person. And sometimes what happens is I've seen and kind of I try to practice myself, but then not every time successful, that rather than focusing on the results, but if we can really focus on the actions that we need to take, which is under our control, basically that will help us get through that period of worrisome than preparing yourself for the ultimate action, which is going to be fear. Fear is very important to me. I need to have a little bit of fear so that I prepare myself very well. But worry is very dangerous because you kind of mix up things. And if I start worrying, it is going to make me sad. It is going to make me nervous. I'm going to sit down. I'm not going to do anything. So I think that there is a transition happening from worrisome, being worrisome, to going to fear part of it. But you need to practice yourself that how do you look? How do you have the outlook?
I love these conversations because it's another one of those, like, I'm constantly changing. Okay, well, maybe this is fear then. Or maybe this is worry. Now it's why is it a fear of heights versus a worry of heights? Yeah. Right. And yeah.
I feel like fear for me, fear is a much bigger, much more, this is a problem type thing. And worry is much more of a rumination. It's annoying me. Drip, drip, drip. Like you said, Fayez, that for me is the difference between fear and worry, I think.
I've got another element in there, because that's my sort of links with my time theory. One's sort of short, one's long. But I wonder whether, so fear and worry generate the same chemicals in our body, don't they? They generate the same sort of whatever it is going on in our body.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Don't know, not an expert. But I think, is it that fear is a healthy use of those chemicals and worry is an unhealthy use of those chemicals?
Maybe, because, well, so if you're afraid, so the grass moves, there's a tiger, it makes you afraid. Good use of chemicals.
Yeah,
grass moves because the wind blew. Bad use of chemicals.
Well, yes.
Worry
yes.
that the grass might move. Bad use of chemicals.
Yeah, or worry for 6 months that the grass is going to move. Bad use of chemicals.
Yeah.
So does that mean that, because overcoming fear is the ability to kind of move through, do the thing, whatever that means. Overcoming worry is creating more contentment in your life?
Well, see, now I immediately just thought, I'm worried that I won't be able to overcome fear.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't know if I'll overcome fear, but the only thing that I can relate is, like, I'm getting prepared, and then there is another transition of being nervousness. Because if I'm waiting for something to happen, or if I'm performing something, and most of the time I'm being worried, and then the transition happens to fear, and then the time comes in, if I have to do something, then the transition happens and you're prepared, but I'm never going to overcome the fear. It's going to be there within me. And for me, it is like a very positive thing within me, because I am trying to give the 100%, and then there is nervousness and the combination of other stuff that needs to be done and performed well.
So I've got another one here. Is worry something that's about to happen, is worry something that may happen, and fear something that will?
I've often said to clients that worry is building a bridge you don't want to cross to somewhere you don't want to go.
Nice. Yeah, I think I can see that, because when you start worrying, it's like a lot of combinations, situation A, situation B, situation C, situation D, and then you kind of drip around with all the situations. Yeah.
And we're also talking about future worry. You can also worry about the past. You can have fear that you did something badly in the past and people are going to judge you, and you can worry about something that you can't change.
Yeah.
As Brendan said, this is a nightmare. I mean, these theories are growing in my head. So if there was a scale of worrisomeness, is it 1 to 5 worry and 5 to 10 fear? And we're actually just talking about the same thing here. It's just the level at which you're suffering it. That's my third theory of the conversation.
It could be. I mean, so I do agree with what you said originally, Tim, which is there's a certain amount of fear that is physical right now. Oh my God, this is a problem. That is definitely fear. But I also feel like in the English language, we use it to mean big worry. I don't know.
See, when you were talking about you worry that you may have done something in your past that wasn't good, are you really worrying? Or like, so you're worried about that, but is it the fear of what that not good thing
creates?
Could create?
Maybe.
But it's the fear of not knowing. That's, as I said before, people fear not knowing. So it's just, if you're fearful, you should ask yourself a question, what is it I don't know? And that will resolve it.
Well, I don't know if it'll resolve it, but it'll give you something to worry about.
Well, it
like, I worry about my family and my friends, but I don't fear about them.
Unless they're in the war zone, then you might fear for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I fear that is our 10 minutes, so I will have to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me, and I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.